Plum Love Foods Live. Serious chef talk. Chef Plum.
I was a pro wrestler and a Laser Quest champion.
Chef Jeff.
People like me a lot.
Chef Dan.
Man, all that hard seltzer, man, got me bench pressing Yorkies.
Chef Rob.
I'm bougie.
The Hulkster.
Brother, I was at Arby's scarfing down a chicken cordon bleu.
Chef Dave.
I don't have AIDS, I have Lyme disease. It's different.
Plum Love Foods Live every Thursday at 10 p.m. on Spreaker Radio and podcasted everywhere.
I have no idea why people listen to this.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Plumber Foods Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your geese on flaws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, it's time to set that mise en place. That's a very well-written intro, Jeffy. I was listening to it really hard there, and it's a very well-written intro.
Dude, you can get a lot for $5 on the internet, man.
That one didn't cost $5. That one was good to go. I wrote that.
Oh, you wrote that?
Yeah.
He's a man.
I wrote that, and that's our good friend Alexa Farrell doing the read for us, and she's like a professional TV person.
Really?
Yeah, she works for News 12 in the Bronx.
Dude, the whole time I thought you got someone from Fiverr, and I was amazed how you got someone from like the Far East to read it so clear.
Listen, Jeffy, that's a little bit assuming on your end, isn't it, to think that they're from the Far East?
You know me, making asses out of you and me every day.
All right, that's assuming. I see what you did there. You made a letter joke. It's like Wheel of Fortune with you, Jeffy. Every time we talk, choose a vowel, choose a letter. You never know what Jeffy's going to say next.
No, I thought you meant more like, because I'm like Vanna White, I'm so pretty.
Yeah, you are. I think of Vanna White when I see you, no doubt about it.
Most people do.
No doubt about it. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Chef Jeff, you ready to kick off a fantastic episode? Listen, we're going to put this is a pre-recorded episode because Jeffy and I are at Mohegan Sun tonight, getting ready for Mohegan Sun Food and Wine Festival. It's going to be a great year. All the Good Brothers are going to be out there. Jeffy, myself, Chef Dave's going to be out there. We'll talk to him a little bit later tonight. He's going to be out there hanging out with the Ergo Chef boys. And, of course, Chef Dan's going to be competing Sunday in the brunch competition, Jeffy. How about that?
Right, good. That's right. Get your ass out there and support Dan.
Yo.
He's going to be winning it.
That's what's up. I mean,
we're going to see Dan taking the gold.
Dan, after the first couple episodes of Elite Chef, he had a rough go, but he's still in the competition. And, you know, trust me, that dude's got the heart of a champion. If anybody can compete, it's going to be Dan.
Listen, he's a hardworking dude. And like I tell him all the time, just stop thinking and just cook. You know how to do it. Just do it.
That's right. Never say die. Never give up. You know what I mean? Best of the best.
Right, Wolverines.
What was this theme song from Best of the Best? I wish I knew it. I'd look it up.
You're the best.
No, that's Karate Kid.
No, it's the best of the best.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I'm always like, Chef Dan. There he is.
Oh, I love that.
I got the buzzer. It's good. Yeah, so this is a pre-recorded episode, but we'll be back live next week. But this is going to be a fun episode, man. We got a great guest on the show tonight. A good friend of us. She's a professional radio broadcaster. Grew up in the restaurant industry. She's very funny. Spent some time as a stand-up comic. Literally one of my favorite people on the planet. She's so fun. Anna Zapp from Star 99 and Walk 97.5 is joining us. Recently syndicated, Jeffy. That's a big accomplishment for a radio person.
Absolutely. I would imagine it's you know, what you go for in
goal,
radio.
Right?
You know, you start out, your goal is to get out there and get syndicated across multiple platforms, get across the nation. And I think she's hilarious, and I think that she is super driven and smarter than both of us put together. So if anyone should be out there doing it, it should be her.
She's pretty smart, that's for damn sure. But it's a great conversation. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. She's really awesome. You got to check her out. Their morning show is great. Now, listen, you guys might give me shit because you're like, listen, it's a family-friendly radio program. But it is, but that doesn't mean it can't be entertaining. I mean, they're very entertaining. They're funny. The bits they do are great. I mean, it's worth checking out in the morning. Anna does a fantastic job. And trust me, she grew up in the business. So it's a lot of great stories in there about that. And she gave us a brand new drop, a brand new sound for our soundboard. That I can't wait for you guys to hear that. That's going to be great. Like a soundboard is this. When I hit this button,
you get nothing.
Right.
You lose.
So that comes from the soundboard, for those of you who don't know. Built into my studio software here. So I can upload anything I want to that. And Anna gave us a brand new one for that. It's going to be great. We're going to call it You Get Zapped.
Yeah.
Also, you guys, so it's going to be a great show. Stay tuned for that, of course. I should have wrapped that up before I jumped to the next topic. But Elite Chef Episode 2 came out last week. Doing fantastic. Over 20,000 views on Episode 2, Jeffy.
Dude, I'm blown away. The support has been amazing. The chefs on it are kicking ass, and everyone should really tune in and see what's going on because the food just gets getting better and better and better. I'm, like, humbled to be part of it. I really
Well, dude,
am.
You're doing a great job on it. You really are. You're doing a fantastic job. It's a great thing. But what I really want to give shout out to is our friends over at Mac Media. I mean, literally, this program it looks phenomenal. It's coming out amazing. I mean, it's a lot of hard work going into it. We have a phenomenal team, and I mean, you're only as good as your team. And I'll tell you what, ours is top notch, and this show looks amazing.
Absolutely.
The content is great. I mean, it's 10 minutes, 11 minutes of your life when you watch it, but you're engaged the whole time. Those 11 minutes are very engaging. That's the one thing I'm really proud of with the show, Jeffy. Wouldn't you agree? Like, there's not a lot of dead time.
Oh, there's zero dead time. It's just boom, 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 boom. In fact, my mom's one comment was, I wish it were a little longer. I want to get to know everyone better.
Yeah. That's great, though. I love it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, but it's awesome. I love it. I think every episode is shot so beautifully, and the team has done just a great job of catching everyone in the element. I mean, just some of the cool camera angles they've used and some of the cool cameras they've used to catch everything. I've been just blown away at the professionalism of the Mac Media Group in general, just all of them. I mean, like, Scotty's such a fun dude and, like, such a cool guy that, like I said, when I went in there the other day, I was blown away. I was like, oh, shit, this is, like, serious.
It's good people.
I was like, yeah, they're great, but they're also, like, it's a serious business, and they're putting out serious product. I love it. You know,
it's time to get you to move up here with us, Jeffy.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm on like, a 3 or 4 year plan where I'm getting all several houses. And, you know, I have to get some stuff going, you know, to see how it all works out.
Well, here's the thing with the whole situation. I tell you, and by the way, everybody be on the lookout. Jeffy, the Mac Talks, which is a great entrepreneur podcast done by our good friend Scott over at Mac Media. The Mac Talks, make sure you check that out on iTunes. It's a great show. Jeffy was a guest recently on the program. It's going to be coming out very soon.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Chase and Scotty do a great job over there. So does everybody else on the team. And a lot of fun conversation. They play some fun games. And like I said, professional. It's very professional. You know, it's like a real office.
Yeah,
so you start hanging out in the dungeons, talking shit, drinking beers.
Well, it's like, you're absolutely right. They're just professional. They do a great job. And we literally put them over, I feel like, every week since we started doing Elite Chef. But they're doing a great job. And, I mean, Matt is my homie, Matt Hesterberg. He's our director of photography, basically the head ninja on production. He does a great job, and I can't shout out Hannah Winter, our lead editor on the program. I mean, she is crushing the game. For those of you who have never edited content, it takes a long time, and Hannah is doing a fantastic job. She's invested. She's all in. Much love to Hannah. Thank you. Much love to Matt. You guys are awesome. Tommy, great job. Kevin, I know you're on the way out, but great job. He's doing sound for us. I mean,
yeah,
it's a great, great series. Oh, and if you guys haven't seen this week already, we put it out on Tuesday. The teaser for episode 3 is done by our own lead judge, Chef Jeff.
Oh.
It's good, man. You look great.
It came out better than I was worried, you know.
No.
As you know, it took a couple takes. So.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, I think it was good for you to do that because it gave some perspective to you. Like, that's not easy.
No, it totally gave me some perspective, and it
I mean, everybody watches that, and everyone thinks they can do it until you actually get up in front of a camera and you do it, and you're like, oh, it's a little bit harder than I realize.
Yeah. Well, and I was also super loose at that point. I'd had, like, I don't know how many cocktails I was forced to drink for the competition.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to put myself over here, and you know, you're... Nope, nothing. Okay.
What?
I'll say it for you, Jeffy. I'll say it for you.
Shut up, dummy.
All right. Sorry. Moving on.
No.
So shout out. Hey, what'd your wife think of the teaser? She saw you doing it, right?
Yeah. Everyone makes fun of me.
How
hey,
could you make fun of you? You were great.
Chef Jeff? Are you Chef Jeff? Head judge?
No, like, that's what you are.
Like, I'm introducing myself to people who don't know, and like, they're like, I know. They're like, everyone, you know how it is. Everyone likes to break balls.
Let me tell you what.
I had actually some really great compliments on it. I had some really great compliments. Our good friend Frank Pilotti shouted me out, and said some really nice things. Said I should be in front of the camera more often. He thought I looked great.
We're working on that.
My wife actually gave me some really good compliments too. She said that. You know, she said that hanging out with you has given me a lot more confidence behind the camera. She can tell just like how, because she's seen me do things before, and she's like, she can tell how I'm like, I was like talking to the camera and like, you know, doing the whole thing. And she was like, really like, oh wow, you look good. And I was like, thanks. It made me feel good because, you know, I have been hanging out with you and like picking up so much stuff from watching you do so many things. And it's like,
dude, that was all you. That wasn't me.
Yeah, no, but it's cool to get to finally like shine off and try it and try my hand at it, you know. Like you said, you know, it isn't a, you know, you're like one take Tony. You always pull it out, and throw it down. I was like 18 take Eileen.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, it is now.
Well, you did great, and I think it's great to see it. And you know, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And listen, you know, I told you you're a big part of the project here, and you've done a lot of work on the project as well, so. You know, I want you to do those.
I'm learning
things.
A lot as I go. I love it. I'm having a blast. Like I said, I'm humbled to be judging such great chefs. I mean, every single one of them is just a great chef. I mean, I love talking to them about food. Yeah. Every episode, I get to know them a little bit better. I'm really lucky that it's a blind judging because
it'd be hard.
They're as sweet as they are talented, and you know, it would be really hard to send anyone home. So it's I'm glad you guys worked it out that way so that it took a little pressure off.
Yeah.
And you know, fucking awesome. And everyone needs to get out there and watch it and support it. And shout out again to Eli's Restaurant Group for supporting it.
Seriously.
And for making it happen with us.
I mean, Eli's really, I can't give them enough credit. I mean, they are letting these chefs come in. It's not even the people who work for Eli's. It's outside people coming in and competing, but we're using Eli's restaurants to do it. And you know, these guys are pumping out some great food. And, I mean, Eli's, I can't say enough. I mean, we, you know, at the shoot last Thursday, Jeffy, we were having some of their food. And they make everything from scratch there. I mean, those Philly egg rolls were delicious. And
I was just going to say, those Philly egg rolls are the truth.
Bro.
Oh, man.
They hand cut their fries. Like, everything. I mean, you look at a restaurant like that, and I'm just being honest, man. You look at that, and you go, oh, it's just like a fucking Chili's, or it's like a, you know, just a regular, you know, frozen fucking Cisco. Dude, not at all. They hand-cut everything. Like, everything's for real. Like, those egg rolls they make by hand.
No. It's real home-cooked food. It's really delicious. And they care. And they care about chefs, and they care about food, and they care about Connecticut. And I think that's what's important for a business like that. If you're in Connecticut, you need to get out there and support them. Should make that one of your regular stops.
Yeah, definitely check them out. They got six locations, plus a brewery, Illicit Brewing Company, which is, by the way, where our finale is going to be on February 13th, and there's going to be a big push for it. Everyone's invited. It's going to be a giant party at Illicit Brewing Company in Connecticut. There's going to be beers. There's going to be games. It's going to be out of control. The judges are going to be there with a really special guest judge coming, maybe more than one. It's going to be a lot of fun. You got to get out there. February 13th, the night before Valentine's Day. We're going to do a big push for it after Mohegan Sun this weekend. You're going to hear me mentioning it a lot, to come out and hang out with us and be a part of the shoot. I don't care where you're from. Jeffy, if you're from New Hampshire, get in the car and drive down. New York City, get in the car and drive up. If you are from California, find yourself a flight. There is 17 airports around here to fly into. Come hang out with us. The finale is going to be outrageous. Come see us. Elite Chef is going to be so great. We're so excited about it.
Get out there. Let's do this.
Tonight, We're excited about our show tonight. We got a great one, you guys. Anna Zapp from Star 99 and Walk 97.5 is joining us. It's real radio people joining us, Jeffy. We're really excited. But not only that, she's a really fun person, has some great food stories, grew up in the industry. Literally one of my favorite people ever. I think you guys will enjoy the conversation. It's a lot of fun. Plus, later on tonight, we're going to discuss a few topics. Dave's going to join us, and we're going to wrap this show up with a bow. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a great show here on a Thursday. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be fun. And let me tell you something right now. It's the best thing going today. It's the best podcast on the planet that hasn't won any awards. That's what we're talking about, Jeffy.
We need the best.
The best. That's what's up right there. So stay tuned. Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, Plum Love Foods. We'll be right back. You guys stay right there. See you in a minute. Back with Anna Zapp. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com. Coming back live, Plum Love Foods live here on a Thursday, or it's like magic, Jeffy. It's not really a Thursday for us, but people are hearing this on Thursday. Does that make us bad people?
It doesn't make us bad people. It just makes us people with things to do.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's Mohegan Sun Week, as you guys know. We talk about it all the time, and the way it fell, you know, we had to pre-record an episode for you, but, you know, we're going to have some great interviews from Mohegan Sun coming at you here very, very soon. We're excited about it, and trust me, right now, we're probably drinking, too, so we're all doing the same thing, right?
Absolutely. Or playing craps.
Craps.
Or talking some trash.
It's the worst name for a game.
What?
Craps is a terrible name for a game.
Do not talk about the dice like that, bro.
All right. Well, I'll show the dice some respect. Well, Jeff, look, our guest tonight, man, I got to be honest with you. Listen, literally, I mean, we've had a lot of great people on the show. We've had Guy Fieri on, Chad Minton. We've had some pretty amazing guests on. But literally, our guest tonight is someone I've wanted to have on for a very, very long time. She's literally... quite possibly one of my, she's probably my fourth favorite female in the state. Like, I love this person so much. She's literally one of my favorite people ever. She's super talented. She's super funny. She's incredibly good at what she does, and she puts up with me. So I think we're really lucky tonight to have a chance to sit down and talk to a very, very real, now syndicated radio personality, my good friend, the super talented Anna Zapp. Anna, good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
I don't know if I could live up to being your fourth favorite person in the state. That's
female.
That's a really high standard.
Well, I figure my wife,
fourth
my daughters.
Woman, he said, actually.
Yeah, so, I mean, my wife,
oh,
my daughters,
okay,
and
well,
you.
Yeah, if your wife and then the kids come, then all right, cool. I'll take that.
Well, it depends on the day of the week, too. It might be like, you know, you might, it kind of, that top five can fluctuate. How about that?
I was just going to say, the messed up thing is, aren't there four women in your life? In your house?
Yes, there are. There are.
Wait, who am I better than?
Well, one of my twins is kind of on the shit list right now. Let's just say that.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. I mean, one of them is selling Girl Scout cookies right now. She's so cute. I think I wanted to order like $100 worth from her.
I hope you do. Listen, she crushes the Girl Scout cookie game. She's really good at it, too. And, you know, we love watching her make. She makes the videos on her own, so that's even better.
Well, I'm definitely not one of your favorites more than her, then.
Well, I mean, there's like I said, it fluctuates in that top five.
Okay.
All right, so that's where we go.
You can tell the witch.
That's right. So Anna, Star 99.9, Anna Zapp, joining us from Anna and Raven Show, and now Walk 97.5 out in Long Island, right?
Yep.
Did I say that right? Walk 97?
Yeah. Walk 97.5.
Listen, so before we get it, well, first, congratulations. I mean, that's a really big move to get, you know, syndicated out to New York. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. We're really excited.
I mean, really excited. It's got to be an understatement. If you guys crush this game, you're going to be
all over the place. This is like, I mean, what am I going to say? It's a long time dream, and I always thought that Raven would be holding me down. But, you know, it finally worked, and it all came together.
Well, look, he's our, listen, so if you guys don't know, it used to be the Big Jim and Anna show. Jim left, and her new partner, co-host Raven, came and joined the mix. And I think you guys actually have more, you know, cohesiveness than you did with Jim.
Well, you know, people ask me this all the time, and it's very different. Jim and I hit it off right from the beginning. Jim was always like a brother to me. Like, from the very, very first day we met, I was like, we had the same kind of sick and twisted sense of humor. So things were always good with us. With Raven, it wasn't always like that. I think I told you, but, like, at one point, they put us in couples therapy because, like, we would fight so much all the time. And oddly, it worked. Like, once we, like, learned how to work with each other and deal with each other, then all of a sudden, like, I trust him with everything. He's, like, we've gotten very close over the years. So it was definitely a different dynamic.
Well, I mean, literally, you know who else had to do couples therapy? Metallica, the best heavy metal band of all time, had to go to the couples therapy. So that's a good
thing. It happens. Well, I'll never forget when our boss said it, like, I thought he was kidding. And then he's like, no. He's like, this actually happens in a lot of morning shows across the country, and this is what they do. And I thought it was insane. And then I had to go home and tell my husband that they were sending me to couples therapy with this guy. And he's like, are you serious? And it worked. We learned how to talk to each other. We learned how to, you know, be normal, I guess.
Wow. I think that's one of the things why you and I kind of hit it off and became buddies so quickly. We're very similar. You know, like, my wife puts up with all the crazy stuff I do. I mean, Paul, your husband, is a super nice guy. He puts up all the stuff that you do. You know, your co-host, you guys had to go to couples therapy. Jeffy and I, we do couples massages together when we go on trips. It's very similar.
That's very strange, but cool.
Well, listen, it's bonding, right? We're not judging.
All right. No, I definitely don't judge.
So, I've always done your show, and I've never really, like, researched you and learned about you and learned all the things you did. I had no idea that you had a master's degree in teaching.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So I've changed careers a billion times, and, you know, I always say this is the longest career I've ever had, because I have this problem where I have, like, adult ADD, where I get into a career, I like it for about 10 minutes, and then I get bored and I move on to the next one. This is the longest I've ever held down a career. I've done a lot of different things, but I went through a period where I wanted to be a high school teacher, and I was. I have a master's in Sacred Heart University. I taught at West Hill and Stanford High School English, and I was young. I think I was like 22, 23, teaching seniors. I got asked to prom twice one year, and then I decided, I was like, hey, you know what? I don't like teenagers, and then I moved on to my next career.
Did you say yes to prom?
No, I didn't go. I figured that was probably frowned upon.
Well, that's a Jeffy move right there. Jeffy would ask a teacher to prom, wouldn't you?
I'm more like mirrors on the shoes.
Oh.
Creepy.
I grew up in the 80s. It was totally normal back then.
No one's judging, right? Jeffy. It's okay. Relax.
Right.
No one's mad.
Yep.
He gets upset sometimes.
Okay.
But I just had no idea. Like, you talk to you. Clearly, you're very intelligent and super quick, and you're super witty, which I don't think of a teacher, you know?
Well, that's why I didn't last very long. Actually, that's not true at all. When you're a teacher, you have to be on your feet all the time, and you have to be witty to, like, combat those little heathens.
Wow. You called seniors little heathens. I love it.
Oh, gosh. They were tough. They were tough. You know, in retrospect, I probably should have gotten my master's to teach the little kids.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it wasn't where my passion lied at the time. I don't think I'd ever go back to teaching, to be honest.
And you also spent some time doing stand-up, right? I think I kind of knew that, but I didn't realize it was a long period of time.
Yeah, I did stand-up for a long time. It was something I'd always wanted to do. And then one day I decided, hey, I'm going to do it. And I did. I started doing stand-up. I did my first show at Caroline's on Broadway.
Your first show was at Caroline's.
Yeah, but it was one of those things where, like, I had taken a class there. So it was like kind of like, you know, as part of it was that you graduated, you got to do a show.
Right.
So I graduated and I got to do a show, and I did the show, and you know, luckily I did really well, and I started doing a lot of the local shows in the city, and I got a few shows at Gotham, and I did stand up New York and a bunch of other things. And then I realized, hey, you don't make money doing this. And I wanted to figure out, how do you make money doing this? And what I started doing was I started producing my own shows. So I would rent out halls in Stamford, like nightclubs during the week, fill it with chairs, and I would bring in all my friends that were comedians from the city, all these friends that I'd make. I'd pay them next to nothing. I could pay them $50 each, and they would take the train and come because it was double, triple what they were making in the city to do a 10-minute set.
Wow.
And I would charge people $20 at the door, and I would host the show and sell it out, and there we go. And that's how you ended up making money.
Wow. And you would do what, a couple times a week doing that?
No, I'd do them, like, I don't know, once a week, every other week. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. It's a lot like doing pop-up dinners. You kind of just, you know, pick a place and make it happen.
Right. Yeah. It was good. It was fun. And at the time, now there's great comedy clubs in Connecticut. But back then, there weren't. So it wasn't, nobody was bringing in New York City talent. Now you have Stress Factory and Bridgeport. You have like a lot of great places you could actually go. But back then, no one was doing it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I had no idea you were doing that. I mean, but you doing stand-up makes sense to me. I'd love to actually watch that. Can we see that again? Will you do it again someday?
Actually, for Star 99.9, we did a big event, Women in Comedy, last year.
Last
summer. I think it was last March or April. And it was great, and we had like a sold-out crowd, and it was my first time back on a stand-up stage, and I think about it was almost 10 years, and it was awesome. It was really fun. But you know what happened, guys? It's like I don't know what happened to me, but I get so nervous now and so scared that I don't enjoy it like I used to when I was younger. And
wow.
Yeah, because they said they're like, you should go back, you should do more sets, blah, blah, blah. And you know, and I was flattered, but then I got like this feeling in my stomach where I'm like, no, I'll just stick to my day job. I'm good. But, yeah. You know, for charities, you'll get me up there again.
I wonder if it's the day job that causes that. Like, you're so used to talking for so long, but having the people in front of you, you kind of forgot what that was like. Like, I don't know. It's almost like they can see you, you know?
Yeah, well, I think when you're on the air, when you're on the radio, you're always expected to be funny, but you still have to be conversational and have a discussion. Where when you do, like, a stand-up routine, those are jokes that you've written, that you've worked over, sure. that you've memorized. And if you start bombing and an audience isn't feeling you, that is the worst feeling in the world. You know, at least if I do a terrible segment on the air, I turn off the mics and I'm still in a room with just two people, me and Raven. I don't have to look at, you know, 100 faces looking back at me in disgust.
That's true. I did stand up twice, once at an open mic and once at a club. And the open mic, I crushed it. Did really well, and the club I bombed twice, and it was the worst feeling ever. I did end strong, and everybody laughed. That was fine, but there's nothing worse than bombing.
Did you do the same set?
Yes.
Or was it different stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. It's like sometimes it's the same stuff, you deliver it the same way, and I'll never forget. I had a back-to-back night. I think it's a stand-up New York. I don't know if that's what it's called anymore, but stand-up New York, and then it was at Caroline's. It was the same set. Caroline's, it killed. It was like the biggest high ever. The next night, I opened for Judah Friedlander at,
wow.
He's a guy with a hat from 30 Rock, remember him?
World champ.
And it was awful. I walked off the stage, and it was like the most defeating moment of my life. Like, I delivered everything exactly the same. I couldn't get a laugh to save my life. And you know what Judah Friedlander told me?
What's that?
He said that I wasn't any better than every other blonde comic out there.
Wow.
100% true story. And that's when I was like, I hate this, and I'm going to figure out a way to do it, like where I'm going to make some money. And that's when I started doing the Stanford shows.
You know, that's actually kind of a good piece of advice, though, if you think about it. It's harsh, but it's kind of a piece of advice, you know?
Yeah, yes and no. I think back on that a lot, and I was like, why did I let that guy, who I didn't know from a hole in the wall, you know,
right.
like say something like that to me, and I take it so personally. You know, I was having a bad night, and most likely he's probably a nice guy. He was probably having a bad night, too. Who knows, you know?
Right.
But, like, it changed a lot of things in my life, and it bothers me that I let somebody's passive-aggressive comment do that. But I don't think I'd be where I am now if it wasn't for that. So I'm also a little bit grateful. It's funny how things in life throw you curveballs, and you kind of just follow that path.
Well, I think creative people have that moment. Like, we all kind of have a moment where something similar, you know, something like that happened in our life that kind of drove us to do better or drove us to, you know, take a career to a next level. I mean, I know I definitely had one of those moments, and it sounds like you did too. Jeff, let's get some plugs out there for Anna. We haven't even done anything yet. I'm 10 minutes in talking to her and haven't even said anything about where she's at.
Well, absolutely. If you're in Connecticut and you want to hear Anna, You're going to go to Star 99.9. If you're on Long Island, of course, you want to tune into Walk 97.5. And you can also check them. Pardon me. You can also check them at annandraven.com.
And, you know, you can also get you guys in the city a lot, too. I drive to the city a lot, and I pick you guys up for a giant piece of the trip.
Yeah, thanks.
I actually meant to say that is I actually get 99.9 sometimes on Long Island, especially in the Hamptons.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
No, the signals are massive, and they definitely cross over, you know, so it's all good.
Yeah, I was going to say that people should know who you are.
So one of the things I also want to talk about with you is that, I mean, you did some time working at a giant radio station, K-Rock, in New York City, right?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to be in radio with K-Rock. I mean, the Howard Stern days, I was there.
Was it the Howard Stern days? So I was a big Opie and Anthony fan, like, loved it. It was fantastic. You know, I was never a big Howard Stern guy, but didn't hate the guy. It just wasn't my thing. But K-Rock, I mean, iconic, massive radio station. Yep. I mean, you were there for a couple of years, right?
Yeah. So I was in college when I was there, and radio had always been my dream. And I was just one of those people that loved K-Rock radio. It was in its heyday. It was everything. And I applied for an internship. I got an internship there. And then I kind of worked my way up to street team, which a lot of people do in radio. That's kind of like the natural path that people do is you start off as an intern, and if you can put two and two together and make some sense, then you end up on the street team. So street team, if you're not familiar, is you go work the events. You work the tent. You hand out the keychains.
Stickers, right?
Yeah, all that. And then I did that for a while, and then I got really lucky where this is another – it's one of those pivotal moments in your life we were just talking about with that guy.
Right.
But I was at a show. I don't remember who – I want to say it was Beastie Boys, but I could be wrong. And I was at the Roseland Ballroom in New York City. And they were taking a while to go on, and the crowd was getting restless, and we were inside at our, K-Rock table. So I stood up on top of a speaker, and I started yelling out trivia questions about K-Rock. And every time somebody would shout out the right answer, I would throw them like a keychain or a T-shirt or whatever we had, you know. And if it was something hard, I'd give them concert tickets to something. And I just took it upon myself to do that because it was keeping the crowd entertained. And, Beastie Boys, whoever who was, I think it was them, wasn't coming on. So the next day I get called. They said the program director wants to talk to you. And I was really like, oh, crap. Like, I thought, I was in trouble. Right. Like, Steve Kingston. Steve Kingston is, he is a big deal now, but he was a huge deal back then, too. He was the program director of all program directors. And I walked in, and he said, why were you doing that last night? And I was all nervous, and I'm like, I thought I was getting in trouble.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. I thought, like, it would keep the crowd engaged. And he said, my assistant just quit. He's like, would you like to fill in? And I ended up being his program director, his assistant. For a while, which is how I got to kind of know everything and know everyone, and so that was kind of how I worked my way up there a little bit.
Did you have a little interaction with Howard or no?
Yeah, every now and then. I watched his daughters. We used to have these thing called dysfunctional family picnics where they were like these big shows every year. It's like the station signature show.
Right.
So one time I was in charge of his girls, so I was like with his daughters, like at the show, taking them around and making sure everything's right. He's a nice guy, I talked to him a couple times in the hall, and my office was right diagonal from his, and just really nice guy. Just I can't say anything awful about him. He was fantastic.
Wow, how about that? That's crazy. I had no idea that was part of your story. I just that's an insane. That's great. What experience that possibly could have been? I mean. As a kid growing up, K-Rock is like, it's the top of the line,
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was definitely awesome.
Man, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on that. Seriously, I had no idea. Like, now I got, now you're not just my friend Anna who makes dick jokes when she's not, the mic isn't on. Now you're funny and, you've done great things.
True.
And I'm impressed.
I mean, you know me for a long time. You didn't know any of that stuff?
Well, how often do you Google your friends? That's weird.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Until they do your podcast, then you can look them up.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you Google Anna Zapp Hot? I try to Google it at least twice a day so that it'll come up in searches when people put Anna Zapp. I don't know if it works, but I've been trying consistently for years now.
I do want you to know that when I Googled your name, there also is a, I think it's a Pornhub channel that has your name, just FYI.
Good. Good.
I'm not sure what that means, but, you know, that's
right.
There.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Just putting that out there. So, Anna.
You can't screw that right there.
Just, I'm going to leave it there, Jeffy. No one needs to know about it, right?
No.
No, that's all good.
No.
So, Anna, what I find interesting, too, with you is that, I mean, your family is, you know, you grew up in the restaurant business, right? So, yep. I mean, it's funny that you didn't want to go that route, you know, with the family business.
My dad never wanted it for me, to be honest. It's, you know,
smart
my dad
man.
Is, he's hardcore. He's been, you know, he came here from Italy when he was 14 years old. He never got to go to high school. He came here and he started working in one of the family pizzerias in Stratford, Connecticut. And, you know, he learned how to make pizza. He met my mom when he was 16. They got married when he was 18, and they opened up their own pizzeria. And he's been making pizza and opening restaurants ever since. And my dad is a smart man. I always say if he was able to get an actual education, a high school, college education, there is no telling, you know, what he could have done, because he's already been so successful in all the things that he has done. And it's a hard life. And I mean, I don't have to tell you guys know that, but it's long hours. It's hard for the family. I never saw my dad. Forget it. You know, like weekend things, he was never around on the weekends. He was at the restaurants. And a lot of nights he wouldn't get home until after we were asleep. And in the morning we had to be quiet not to wake daddy, because he didn't get home from the restaurant until midnight. And
right.
He always, it's nothing he wanted for us. So, that's why he pushed us to go and do other things.
Well, it's a hard life, that's for sure. But, you know, it's a very, yep. It can be very rewarding, too, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, he loves it. Like, don't get me wrong. It's not like he's miserable every day. He still loves what he does, and he loves being creative, and he loves coming up with new foods. And he's working on a couple things that are really unique and different. And, it's awesome. There's definitely a passion for it, but he never pushed us to do it, and he wanted us to kind of find our own way.
Does he ever lean on you to, like, promote the restaurants on air?
No, not at all. So you have to remember, like, my parents are Italian immigrants, so they didn't understand why their smart daughter that has a master's degree wanted to talk on the radio, which they considered to be a dumb, fake job. It wasn't until people started, like, walking into the restaurants and being like, are you Anna Zepp's father? That he was, like, very confused by the whole thing. He wouldn't listen to my show for years.
Wow.
Like, it's not what they understood. You know, to them, I should have been a teacher. Why wasn't I teaching? That's what, you know, good girls do. Why do I have to go be on the radio? It doesn't make sense. Now he gets it. Sometimes he gets it. Every once in a while, he'll still yell at me, like, why you got to make fun of my accent? It's not funny. You know, he still gets a little bit annoyed, but, yeah, but.
I do the same thing to Jeff.
Yeah.
I do. He's like, why are you making fun of me? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just there. What's the name of your parents' restaurant? I forgot.
So he's had a few over the years. So Via Sforza is the big one in Westport. And actually, my cousin has taken that one over recently, as of, like, last week, which is awesome.
Oh, wow.
And he also owns the Mario the Baker in Stamford. So he's getting older and wanted to kind of simplify, streamline. And Mario the Baker is fantastic. And, yeah, he's there 6 days a week. You'll find him there. Closed on Mondays.
How about good for him, man. I mean, I just think it's great to see, you know, you come from this business, you know, and you have an understanding of the business. So when you are around chefs and you're around people like me, you kind of get the quirkiness, you know, you understand it because you've been there your whole life.
Yeah. No, I mean, I grew up sleeping on pizza boxes in the back room. Like, you know, I grew up in restaurants. My whole thing is they put me through college, but I came home every single weekend because I was a hostess at the restaurants. Yeah. And I worked and I waitressed tables. And I mean, my husband, Paul, who's like a finance guy, up until about 3 years ago when I said that's enough, was still working the bar at Via in Westport. Finally,
really?
I'm like, listen, you need to be, but he did it like because he loved it and he got to spend time with my parents and because it was extra cash and he liked being a bartender. It was like this whole different life that it was outside of his corporate world.
Right.
And then I'm like, listen, come home on Friday. Stop hiding from your wife and your children.
That's very funny.
And I'm a killer of dreams. That's what I am.
Your parents, they like Paul. They like him?
They love him. I believe that they love him more than they love me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should have been a teacher then, I guess.
I should have, 100%. My mom still says all the time, she's like, well, maybe one day you'll go back. I'm like, I'm never going back, Mom. Like, there's no world where I decided become an English teacher again.
That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. You don't get asked to prom anymore.
No, I'm done with that. Plus, like, I was young then. Like, nobody asks, like, middle-aged moms to prom.
Listen, I want to keep that thought in my brain that I might get asked to prom, so I'd appreciate it if you would leave that dream alive for me and Jeffy. Okay? I'm a little bit older.
Really? Okay.
You know.
Really?
Okay.
Just, you know, it makes me feel good. So, Anna, I want to play a clip for you it's literally, it haunts me. Ever since I heard it, I've been saving this for this day because I just wanted to play it for you because it just makes me laugh so hard. Can I play it for you?
Oh, no.
I'm going to pick it up about middle way through, too, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, here you go. I just want you to explain to me what's happening here. My friends, that's our friend Anna being chased by a triceratops. That's what that is.
So, oh, God. All right. Oh, man. So, I am very angry.
You chose
inside.
To put that on the internet. That's my point.
I'm very angry inside.
So, a lot of times when I'm frustrated, then that's kind of the beast that comes out. And both Raven and I were training for a 5K, and we don't know how to run. And,
no.
Like, it was hard. And here's the thing is that Raven smokes, and he drinks, and he does all these terrible things and doesn't believe in working out. And I do my best to work out as much as I can and eat as healthy as I can. What?
Does he kick puppies or something? I mean, you're like, he's like, all these terrible things
well,
he does.
I mean, health-wise, he is just like, he's a diabetes waiting to happen.
He's having
you know?
Mozzarella stick breakfast cereal. It's delicious.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. He's trying more now, but at the time of this. And no matter how hard I trained, I could not beat him in this freaking race. And it was like, and I think he took pride in the fact that I was working so hard, and he would just smoke a 12-pack of Marlboros and just all of a sudden smoke me in the parking lot. So that is the anger filled inside of me that comes out when I can't beat him in something.
I mean, you're just screaming. It sounds almost like you should be working at a haunted house or something. It's hysterical.
Right. Yeah.
It's a good tactic. I mean, way to throw him off of his game.
Right, it didn't, though. But the day of that race, I beat him by 5 seconds of the actual race. That was us training.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, maybe just show him this video because his arms, the way he runs, it's just very questionable on a lot of levels.
I mean, everything about us running is terrible. It really, really is. It's embarrassing on so many fronts. Like, there's a lot of things we're good at, but neither of us should be runners.
I mean, listen, this is an audio medium, but I got to point it out here. My favorite thing is when you guys both try to slow down. Like, you're not real sure how to stop. Look,
what if
this
I just scream like that for the whole...
Yeah. That's just how... Yeah.
Oh, that's the best. But listen, I think this is all part of your... You know, who you are and you're, you know, doing stand-up and stuff. Like, you have no problem making fun of yourself here. No problem at all.
No, you can't take yourself that seriously, you know? You just got to be real and be who you are. And, you know, that's a screaming psychopath.
Now, can you do that with us at Mohegan if we race?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. I mean, I'm pretty fast.
Listen, if I can't beat you in a race... I'm gonna lie down next to the roulette table and die if I can't beat you in a race.
That's so hurtful. Listen, you don't even know about the physical Adonis.
He's long, Anna. Be careful.
Yeah.
He's long.
That's true.
He's got them legs.
He is long.
That's right.
One hip check, and I'm going to be face planted against Deal or No Deal slot machine half dead.
Wow. Well, listen, Anna, I know that you get up at an absurd hour in the morning to get to work. What time do you get up in the morning?
3:40.
3:40.
Wow.
3:40 a.m.
That's still the night before.
Right.
I know.
Yep. You're still going to bed. You're waking up when it's still yesterday.
Right.
Yep. So when you do that, though, and you get to work, I mean, was it difficult to go from doing stand-up work and working in radio, like... I mean, it's similar, but the hours are very different, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I used to have to be funny at night, and now I have to be funny really early in the morning. So it's definitely an adjustment, and it's not something that like some morning radio people, like I talk to them, and they're like, oh, I can never sleep past 3:30 in the morning. That's not me. If I don't have both of my alarms going off, I don't wake up, period. So I've never really gotten used to it, but I've gotten accustomed to dragging myself up every morning and going, if that makes any sense.
So what time will you like call tonight? Will you try to go to bed tonight?
The rule is always I like to be in bed by 8:30. That never happens anymore. I like to now be in bed by 9, and then I like to be asleep by 9:30. That's kind of like the new normal. Does it always happen? No, but, you know, that's always the goal.
So you try to get that 6 hours at least. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I need a lot of sleep. I've always needed a lot of sleep. Actually, one of the reasons why I hated being a high school teacher was I hated that we had to be, like, by 6:45 we had to be at work, which is so ironic to me now that I've managed to find the one job that you have to be at work earlier than that.
That's hysterical. So, yeah. But you also now have the baby, and
yeah.
You know, I know you've gone through it once already having a baby, but having a baby again and with your hours and the baby waking up at night, I mean, do you just want to kill yourself?
Yeah. So toddlers am I allowed to? I can't swear. I'm not allowed to swear. Can I swear here?
Well, you can say whatever the fuck you want here. But
toddlers don't give a shit about you.
No.
They don't care that you have to get up for work.
Right.
They don't care that you're tired. They don't care that you've had a bad day. All they want is to be fed and held and have you chase them around and fall downstairs and do everything that's terrible because they don't care about you. And I forgot because my older one, Hayden, she's going to be 11 coming up in March. So, like, it was long enough in between them, it was 10 years in between them, that I forgot what it was like to have a child who just screams throughout the night and is demanding your attention all the time. And it's hard, and it sucks. And, you know, I just can't wait for her to start sleeping consistently so that maybe I can finally get those 6 hours consecutive versus an hour and a half, 20 minutes with her, an hour and a half, 20 minutes with her.
Right.
Sucks. Now,
can your husband do anything with that, or does the baby want nothing to do with him at night?
No, he does. It's really 50-50, to be honest. We really go back and forth, and he's really helpful. And, you know, Paul's great. He gets it. He gets that I already barely sleep. He knows that the less I sleep, the more miserable I am, and the more miserable everybody is. So he helps out whenever he can.
Well, seriously, it's respectable doing the things you're doing, the work that you're doing, and having the new baby, like... That's some boss lady shit right there. Good for you.
Well, it's funny when they told us that we had gotten the syndication. I couldn't stop like the tears because I was so happy, but also because I don't remember the last year. Like the last year has been such a blur.
Yeah.
That it's like I'm not even kidding. I was like, I'm just happy that I managed to get here every day and have pants on, and like somehow we managed to do all of this and be good enough that they're going to give us this opportunity, you know? So that's probably what I'm most proud of. I couldn't tell you what happened 6 months ago. I couldn't tell you what happened 3 months ago. I'm not even sure what happened today on the air, to be honest.
That's really funny. You know, it's funny when you think about how fast something like that can go when you have that new baby, that new child, or, you know, especially in even like a new relationship, I guess. Like time just goes by so fast, and it's very blurry.
Yeah, definitely.
Jeffy, let's tell everybody where they can hear Anna, because you got to check her out. She does a great job in the morning. She's very, very funny, but it's also pretty family-friendly, which I appreciate because I drive my kids to school every day.
Absolutely. You can check her out at annandraven.com, or if you're in Connecticut, Star 99.9, or in Long Island, Walk 97.5.
Thank you, Jeffy.
So,
my pleasure.
When you guys got syndicated and you got the news, I mean, did you know it was coming? Did they put a bug in your ear at first, or did it just happen in like a big surprise?
That's a tough one to answer.
Oh,
you know, it's one of those things where we had hoped, but you know, there wasn't anything saying, okay, this is definitely happening. This is definitely not happening. And I'll never forget it. We've had this outdated equipment, and you know, this is a multiple radio station, the biggest radio station cluster in the entire state, and we had just upgraded to all new boards and all new equipment, and it was a massive, massive multi-million-dollar undertaking, and it was stressful because we didn't know how to use the new equipment, and it was a really rough couple weeks, and it was at the point where I thought we were going to lose our minds because trying to figure out how to run everything and do everything. And it was so busy that, like, you know, everybody was on edge, and they just walked into the studio and said, "Hey, guys, we've got some news." And we just looked, and they just said it. And then part of me was, you know, like I said, the tears came because I was so excited. But the tears also came because I was so stressed at that exact moment that I was like, I'm not going to survive this. Like,
oh, no.
I don't know if I can do this. But obviously, you know, we're really, really excited. And it's hard, too, because, you know, we worked really hard and we have this really strong support system here in Connecticut. We've got a loyal fan base. We are so lucky. And we've always had really great Long Island fans because, like Jeffy had brought up earlier, we bleed over,
right.
You know, so that's awesome. But it's a whole nother station with a whole nother set of listeners, and all of a sudden, you know, we're not the guys that have been on the air together for 5 years that are do really well in the ratings and are well-liked and everybody knows us. Now we're strangers again. So it's just, it's like starting all over again, which is exciting, but, you know, it's like having a baby 10 years later. It's all the growing pains all over again.
Are they going to give you time? Is the station going to give you time, or they're not going to give you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I don't know if you've been following what's been going on with a lot in the radio industry, but my company, Connoisseur, is the best. Like, yeah, they're good people who work really hard, and I'm not just saying that. I say it because I mean it. And you know, we're lucky. Like, we have like a hometown feel radio station that still runs us. Like, our CEO is fantastic. He still comes to meetings with us. We actually have a meeting with him tomorrow, and like, he's great and he listens and he's fun, and like, we're very lucky to be where we are. We don't take that for granted.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. I love that you feel that way. You know, I was afraid that, you know, with how much everything changes, that maybe you weren't feeling that way. You were feeling kind of pushed into it, you know, but it doesn't sound
good
at all.
No. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, as nervous we, I mean, you know me, I'm like a perfectionist. I'm anal. I like to be organized. I like everything like this. So as nervous I am because I just don't want to mess it up, I also know that, like, this is the greatest group that it could possibly happen to. This is my dream come true. Let's not for 1 second pretend like it's not. It is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. And I mean, you guys have always been so great to me, so, you know, so fun and easy. And shit, you even let me co-host one morning with you when Raven wasn't there, which was kind of crazy, which it was just so early. That was my issue. God damn it. I got to start drinking, Jeffy. It's so early.
Jeffy, does Chef tell you how sometimes I text him to maybe want to hang out and, like, maybe, like, go out with the husbands and the wives, and he just doesn't respond and he's too busy for me? Because that's real.
Oh, come on. Stop
Whoa.
It.
Uh-huh.
That's not
yep.
true.
Mm-hmm.
I've never not responded.
You guys are
to
all in Connecticut, too. That hurts.
Right.
Okay, listen, wait a minute. Time out. You came to my 40th birthday, and we had a blast. You sent me a picture of yourself peeing in my toilet with my toilet paper that had my face on it.
Well, it was weird. It was weird that you had toilet paper with your face
That's
on it.
That's my
you
wife.
Think, what was I not supposed to do? Not send a picture of me doing that?
The best part, Jeffy, she was like, I don't want to use this.
Right. It was very uncomfortable.
But I know you got it framed at the house. It's cool. Listen, that was a great party too. We had a lot of fun that night, and I hope we can recreate some of that this coming weekend. But I'm just so happy for you. I'm so proud to know you. So happy to call you a friend. Like, I love when people I like and care about do so well, and I'm so glad it's going so well for you guys. I really am. Like, it's so exciting. All I do is preach the praises of you guys to everyone I can see. I mean, even Jeff, right? Jeff, I've been telling you about Anna before you even met her.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, and I heard you on the show. I mean, I tuned in because you told me that you were going to be on and stuff. And I think what you guys do is hilarious, and I think it's awesome that you're going to be on Long Island. I'm super excited to kind of get the word out there to more people, because I think more people should tune in and check you guys out. You cracked
Thank
me the
you.
Fuck up. We had a blast when we were. Can I say that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah, when we were on the Elite Chef show together, judging. I had a blast. I thought we had a blast. I mean.
Yeah, we had so much fun. And I was so excited when Chef said we're all going to be rocking out at Mohegan. Like, let's party.
Oh, yeah. I know. And you're going to get to be my better half.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You get to meet Jeff's wife, too.
I'm like the one better, but then the double better
That's
is
right.
my wife.
I'm like the work wife or the work husband, I guess. Yeah. But how was – so Elite Chef, you did get to judge episode 2. It was a pizza episode, which for you, you know, like we were saying before, growing up in the restaurant industry, you know, has meaning to you. But – some of the pieces were kind of rough. You know, I think the guys they underestimated how difficult that could be. But the whole experience overall, I mean, you did a great job. How was it for you?
It was really fun. We had a blast, you know. And it's hard though because I'm not really like I don't know. Like I'm not good at judging. Like I felt bad. Like when I had to say things were gross, like I felt bad about it. You know, it I don't know. I'm not a very good Simon Cowell. Unlike Jeffy, who's a fantastic Simon Cowell. He had no problem whatsoever.
Well, my favorite clip is it's a picture. It's a scene of you and you taste something and you go, yeah, I just don't like this. I love. I was like, that's my favorite.
Some of them were nasty. Like, well, how do you say that nicely? I don't know.
You called somebody's a mess. I can't remember which one you said. You were like, I don't know. It's just a mess.
It's just a mess.
It made it
probably was.
They literally have. They catch me looking over at you like, really? Like,
we all are like, wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't have a very good poker face. I don't like you could. I don't know. You could read me like a book. I can't help it.
I wish we had earpieces because I would have said, Jeff, maybe you should say some nice things because Anna's kind of on the warpath.
I mean, I don't know.
It was awesome.
I had a hard time working with that dough. Yeah.
Listen,
yeah,
it was amazing.
They did have a really hard time.
They did. And being honest, that's what mattered. You did a great job. It was fun to watch. I mean, like I said, that show has been so much fun too, but it's always fun to have you on there. And you guys got to come out, Anna. You and Paul should come out to the finale February 13th out at Illicit Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
It's going to be a big party. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we got some big surprises still to come. So I can't wait for you to see that.
Awesome.
So listen, let me ask you this, because you have crazy hours. I mean, what do you eat? Do you eat like a normal person? Do you eat at weird times of day? Like, did you have dinner tonight? What'd you make? Those nine questions for you.
I force myself to cook 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, because I just feel like I should.
Okay,
you know?
Wait, time out. Wait, you said you cook.
I cook. I'm a terrible
You're not
cook.
Good.
I'm not. And I, you know, it's always shocking because I come from a family of chefs, like good chefs,
right.
Like really good chefs. And I'm just not good. And it really actually infuriates my father because it's not that I don't know how, I just don't have the patience to do it. Like, I just don't want to. I don't want to clean up. I don't want to make a mess. I don't want to go grocery shopping, but I do cook 4 days a week. And I feel like as I've gotten older, my, desire to impress my husband with my cooking has gone down the toilet, which was evident tonight because I had bought a pound of turkey meat and I was like, oh, I'll make turkey tacos. That's easy. But I didn't really think through anything else. So I had like a old guacamole from last week that was brown.
Oh, God.
I had a bag of salad, like, you know, like the bag of Dole salad that said it was supposed to expire tomorrow. But when I opened it, I bought it last week. It was definitely also brown, almost black. It was like a brown, black kale. Now, don't get me wrong. None of it stopped me from serving it to my husband, but this is what we were dealing with. And then that was it. I was like, here's this. We have this old guacamole, this turkey, and I have, like, the, you know, the taco seasoning, which I don't think expires. I checked. I've had it for a couple of years, but there's no expiration date on it, so I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, my God.
And that was dinner tonight.
Was there salsa? Would they have some lettuce and cheese for the tacos, a little sour cream?
No, well, I did have – no, I had shredded cheese. That I had. It was in the fridge. I thought I had salsa. I didn't. So, no.
You have some good buddies who are chefs you could call and say, hey, here's what I want to make and run it by one of us and we can help you.
I just like don't care enough. And you want to know what the worst part was? I said to my husband, Paul, I go, this might be the worst dinner I ever made you. And you know what he said? What did
he say?
No, it's not. I was like, oh, that's sad.
That's
right.
Sad and nice.
This might be the worst dinner. Nah, this one way worse.
No. He's like, there's been worse. I'm like, okay.
I'd love to get him on and find out what's the monumentally worst dinner you made.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I make things, like, when I try to be creative, here's the problem. Like, if I have, like, a week off for work or something, and I'm, like, you know, all of a sudden I decide I'm going to be, like, the wife of the year, which basically means I have nothing else to do. I'm like, I'm going to make a great dinner. But that's when I get myself in trouble, because I try to get creative, and I shouldn't do that either.
Oh,
I should just have a recipe that I stick directly to.
You know, it hurts, because I mean, I've been coming on your show for years now, and I try to teach you a couple of things or talk through a few things, and then I hear these stories, and I just see it's all for nothing.
Yeah, it's absolutely for nothing. You've wasted your time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wasted your time. Well, thanks, Anna.
Right.
That makes me feel great about myself. And
remember
you.
When we learned that my pepper was expired? We were, like, going to film something, and it was important, and all of a sudden you're like, this expired 3 years ago, and I was like, pepper expires?
Oh, we were at iToro's, right? The appliance store.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
We would. So, Jeff, I went with Anna a couple times to do some promo stuff she had to do, and I was just there hanging out with them while they were cooking, and I'm kind of being the peanut gallery, and I'm looking through her ingredients, and I just see this pepper, and then, like, do you know how old that pepper had to be to expire?
Right. I don't know. I mean, it's just been sitting in my – I have no idea. These are the things that don't matter to me. I like to eat good. I'm really good at judging other people's food and eating delicious food, but I'm just not good at preparing it myself. Terrible. When you say it out loud, you realize how terrible it really sounds.
It doesn't make you sound like a good person. Not at all.
No, but I am. I don't understand.
Man.
You know, I feel like I'm such a foodie, but I guess, no, I'm just a snob, I guess, a food snob.
So what's your favorite thing to eat then when you're going to go and have like your favorite meal ever? What is it?
Well, I love Mexican. I really do. You know, I love Italian, but like, it's like I love like the way my mom cooks and the way my dad cooks are two different things. My dad is a true chef. He can go and he can make basically anything. My mom is a home, like, old-school Italian mom, you know, so,
right.
You know, her meatballs and her sauce and her gravy and her and my grandmother's homemade fettuccine and, like, that's the stuff that I love. But I love Mexican food, too, and there's nothing better than sitting to, like, a good steak dinner.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of want a steak now. We should do steaks. Jeffy, let's make steaks.
I am in.
Yeah. Anna, you're so much fun to talk to. Again, your success makes me happy. I can't wait to see what happens next with you guys. I mean, what's your plan? World domination? Is that what we're doing? You're going to try to hit, like, all across the country?
We'll see. We do the best we can, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, if it all goes to shit, then I'll be your sous chef.
No.
I don't know.
That's my backup plan. Mm-mm. I don't have a different plan.
Listen.
I told Paul, I'm like, I'm just going to be your trophy wife, I guess. And he's like, no, you have to go back to work and find something else to do. I'm like, oh, I just can't screw this up. This is all I got.
This is all I got. You go back to doing stand-up. Maybe you can find Judah Friedlander again.
Oh, well, no, I'm good.
Funny. Guys, make sure you check out Anna Zapp on the Anna and Raven Morning Show on Star 99.9 and, of course, Walk 97.5 out in Long Island. You can pick the show up. I mean, pretty much if you're anywhere in the tri-state area, you can get it. I was getting you guys up in Hartford, too, so it's all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
She's crushing it. She's doing an amazing job. She's so fun to talk to. Anna, thank you so much for taking the time to come on here and hang out with us and, you know, finally add some professionalism to this show because, you know, we don't have that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of professionalism right here, you can see.
I think so. I thought it was very professional. So, you know.
Thank you.
Jeff, did you learn some professional radio tips? Actually, hey, before you go, before we get you out of here, give us a radio tip. What can we do?
A radio? Oh, my gosh. For the podcast? Like, for what? Like, the way do you enunciate and
just
do
to,
things? Or
do
you want me to give you real stats?
No, just to be more professional. Like, every time Jeff talks, I say things like this to him.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
And I don't know if he gets it.
I probably wouldn't do that.
No. What about this one? If I'm like, Anna, what do you think?
Shut up, dummy.
Oh.
Well. Right. Yeah. No, that sounds good. I think you guys are doing a good job. Yeah.
But what would be the biggest piece of advice from a radio professional? You would say, listen, you guys should maybe stop.
You guys should hook them in the first 7 seconds or you're going to lose them.
Ooh.
Hook them.
Wow.
Hook them in the first 7 seconds or they're gone. And that is 100% true.
Yeah, I believe
so. You
that.
Better
the
come
air
out
horn, Plum,
with something interesting.
Horn.
Yeah, you got to blow the air horn. That's how you should start every show. Just blow the air horn. Get
air
their
horn,
attention.
Plum, quick.
I'm trying to get to it.
Do you want me to do the sound for you? Because I'm really good at it.
Can I record that and make that the air horn sound?
If you'd
oh my
like.
God, please.
Wait, just do it again for us, Anna, so I can isolate it. Is your dog, like, howling at the moon right now?
No. Lila, my little special needs doggy, she's on the floor lying down looking very bored right now.
You have a special needs dog?
Yeah. She's a fearful rescue. She's got a whole kinds of issues. She takes Zoloft twice a day, CBD oils, all of it.
Sounds like Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it. She's just special, that's all.
That's
too funny. Well, Anna, we appreciate the the advice. Hook them in the first 7 seconds. We're going to do that. And I also appreciate the air horn sound. That's totally going on the soundboard.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. It was super fun.
You are the best. We appreciate it. Look forward to hanging out with you this weekend. And,
yeah, we're going to party.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And thanks for taking the time. I know it's past your bedtime. You got to go.
Yeah, I have to go to sleep.
All right. Thanks, Anna. We'll see you on down the road.
All right.
There she goes.
All right.
You know what I got for him, Jeffy? Can I give it to him? Told you. Told you so. That's what I got for you. How great is Anna? She's so fun to talk to.
She's amazing. I really love her. I really love her. I'm one of my favorite people, and I'm super pumped to hang out with him this weekend. I'm so happy that we pre-recorded this so that we can be drunk and partying with them.
Yeah, she's the best, man. A lot of fun. Make sure you check her out, you guys. I'm telling you, it's worth it. She's one of those who's going to be around for a long time and doing big things. I think she's going to be national before we know it. I mean, I really believe that. Like, she's so diligent and into what she does as far as work goes. I think it's going to happen that way.
Yeah.
I missed it, but I tried to click it. I tried to click it, like, a second or two before it actually... I missed it. I was too excited. Click the soundboard button.
What are you trying to cricket me? How many cricketing?
Yeah, I was cricketing.
Don't cricket me.
I was cricketing you a little bit. I don't know, just a little bit. I mean, that's all I was doing. Whoa! Wait a minute. Holy shit. This is out of nowhere. I mean, I didn't see this coming. Did you, Jeffy? Wait, should I play the crickets again?
All of a
sudden,
he's here. No, all of a sudden, Dave's here. It's just crazy. It's like even when we pre-record, he just shows up late.
Wow, Dave. Hey, buddy.
Yo, what in all the pterodactyl fucks was that noise?
What noise?
That was happening here? The noise she made?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it's noise.
It was a weird one.
It was a weird one.
I like how you said pterodactyl fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting noise, that's for sure. Dude, she's really cool. Like I said, literally, I think she's going to be national before we know it. She's doing such amazing things, and she's one of those people who just won't stop. She won't stop. She'll keep going.
That's what's up.
Kindred spirits, brother. That's what we are. Her and I.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Don't stop.
Don't talk about it, be about it.
Get it, get it.
Dollar dollar bills, y'all.
I'm Bowdy, Bowdy.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dave, what's going on, man? How are you? You excited to head out to Mohegan this weekend and hanging out with our good friends, Mike, from Ergo Chef, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited you're going to be there. I think you're going to get some great experience doing that. How you feel about it? You stoked?
Yeah, I'm always stoked, man. You guys can just never tell when I'm stoked. But, yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Well, I think it's going to be a great experience for you, and you're going to do some great stuff out there with Ergo. I mean, listen, they make great knives. We all use them. I mean, it's great knives that aren't going to break the bank.
Yeah, no, definitely. I have about two or three of them in my kit, and what is it, my Santoku, I use a lot.
That's the joint. That's the one that we're talking about making a Plum Love Foods knife here one of these days.
Nice, yeah.
That's the one I want. I want it to be all black, though. Like, I want the handle to be black, I want the blade to be black, I want it all black.
I dig it. You should get some, like, sort of, like, blue or purple powder coat somewhere.
We put like Plum Love Foods, or just it would say "Good Brother" in purple, like on the blade.
That'd be cool. That would be cool.
And then we could be like, "You got one of them Good Brother knives?"
Fuck yeah!
Love it.
That's what's up. And then it has like a laser sight built into it too.
For what?
To aim when you're cutting, Dave. Jesus.
I have one eye. I don't need to aim.
I want them to make a like a Tonto style box cutter.
So wow.
It's like a knife that goes inside the handle that you can push open.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, sharpened on all the way around and has like a tonto tip on it.
Now,
so you can just kind of like rip through boxes. And
I was going to say, are you going to get someone in the shower with it, or what's the plan there, convict inmate Parazzi?
You guys are going to get a...
How do
you
we...
Want to stab boxes, bro. I want to cut boxes. You never had to cut boxes? You want to... Mm-mm. Flimsy ass knife when you're out there cutting boxes. You want a real knife. right. And a sharp one made by Ergo would be fantastic. Maybe they can make the handle like a little heavy duty so it fits in my bear mitt.
Nice. I like that. I like that.
I got a fat mitt. I got a big mitt. I need a big handle.
Now you're just bragging. Dave, listen. I have a task for you, Dave. As a key player on this program, I have a task for you. I want to find out how we market this program to inmates.
Oh, that's easy.
How's it easy?
It's really easy. Well, for one, it's kind of tricky because you're not supposed to have cell phones in any sort of facility of that type, whether it be county or state correctional facility.
I think you can listen to podcasts in jail, though, no?
I think there's like some sort of like setup for that. I don't know.
They have computers. They have internet. I mean, they have Amazon Alexa.
But you can't have like a Facebook fucking profile and shit like that. There's rules. So
how do you know that?
I have friends, man. Anyway, like you also, there are things like they don't let you get new music. They keep the news and actually what's going on in the real world outside of prison limited. They don't keep you informed as far as like current events.
All right, look, here's what I want to do. Ready? Okay. In the springtime, I want to be able to go do a live show like Johnny Cash did at Folsom Prison with Plum Love Foods at a prison.
Oh, yeah, we could set that up. That'd be easy.
We do a cooking demo. I can have Jeffy cooking with an inmate. What's so funny about that? Jeffy, you cook with an inmate.
That'd be dope. I want to do a segment where we're doing cook-ups in the cell.
Yeah, but like, we have to use what they would cook with in the cell. Like we can make, like, Jeffy's going there and make a foie gras pate, but we have to cook on what they have.
Yeah, you get, like, the Bahama Mama pickle sausage, a pack of the 25-cent Fritos, a ramen soup.
Cook that shit over a candle.
Born in jail? You know too much.
And then you get an iron and some wax paper to make your grilled cheese with.
How you get an iron?
You get in laundry, like, detail.
Well, so you go make some grilled cheeses and put them in your pockets.
Yeah, but if you, best thing to do if you want to eat is get into kitchen work. But yeah, if you can't, laundry details, the second one. But, you know, shitty sheets.
Did you say shitty sheets?
Oh. Yeah, that. I guess it's prison to prison or state to state. But most prisons do not allow you to listen to podcasts, just regular radio, just like FM radio or AM radio. Whatever you can tune in.
Where'd you find that?
Because they're not letting you. I just Googled it, and there was like, you know, like Quora, and then like a couple other like those places that answered Reddit, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. They really do try to limit what's going on like currently to the inmates.
Dave, I don't like your negativity. I'm trying to be the change, not just talk about the change. Mm.
You know what they do is, like, you can get cassettes from people. People can send you cassettes and shit.
Really?
So what happens is, yeah, so people will download, like, will, like, put podcasts on cassettes and send them in.
You can still get a cassette player?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's find out.
I bet you Walkmans and shit like that are, like, rampant in there, and MP3 players for music, but you can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we should 100% get a pen pal that's in prison. That shit would be amazing. And read his letters on the air.
Nah, man. Actually, that would be fun. I'm saying, but you find out if they have like CD, like Walkmans or the cassette players, and then just send a case to be dispersed to the inmates of episodes of Plum Loaves Foods.
There's a lot of them.
Just send like the first, however you can fit on.
Here's 100 episodes of this program.
Do a mixtape.
I think instead we should start by doing a pen pal and then read the letters on air. Can you start that, Dave?
Why do I have to start the pen pal?
Because you know everything about prison, man. You got to know somebody in there.
That's true. And listen, it sounds better to call a bit Dave's pen pal. Doesn't make any sense to say Plum's pen pal. It doesn't work. Ready? Watch this. It's Jeffy's pen pal. It doesn't work. Ready? Knocking down doors, getting inside. It's time for Dave's pen pal. That works good.
Yeah, but Plum's pen pal works really well.
It doesn't work. Ready? Watch
this. Don't drop the soap. There's still hope. It's Dave's pen pal.
I liked it. That's a great jingle.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll figure it out.
All you got to do is email him like, I want a pen pal.
Okay. I mean, I don't have to give him my address, do I?
Nah, he's P.O. Box.
For sure.
P.O. box?
Have him send this shit to the restaurant.
I don't want, no.
Why? I want someone on death row, though. Like, don't play games. Don't go get me somebody who just, like, fucking, like, robbed a Best Buy.
I mean, people who rob Best Buys can be pretty gangster.
Ah, fuck that. I want someone on death row who's like, yo, I'm getting a chair in 6 months.
I'd be like, I don't know if I actually want to talk to somebody on death row.
Dave, what happens when you get the chair? What's the last day like?
I don't know, man. I'm still here.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just found it. Writeaprisoner.com. Prison pen pals.
Of course.
Tens of thousands of prison pen pals looking for friendship, employment, and other.
That's it. Is it via the internet? Can we send emails? Or is it like a actual letter we have to write, Jeffrey? Or have you not gotten that deep yet?
I haven't got that deep. I didn't want to click. I'm afraid they're going to start sending me stuff. But there's a meetaninmate.com. Male and female inmates desire to have pen pals. Maybe possible friendships.
Okay, Dave. We need to set Dave up with a female inmate pen pal who works in the kitchen.
Hold on. Some of these names are the best. Listen. Right. Listen to this. Okay. Prison inmate. Prison-pen pals. Friends beyond the walls. Pentagon. Pentagon is my favorite, I think.
Dude, this is the best bit ever. Why, Dave, I'm serious. This needs to happen.
Pentagon is for relationships around the world.
Around the world, Dave.
I'll be like, hey, you just get out of prison. Do you need a friend and a job? Come to Montauk.
You can hire him at Montauk. This is great. You're going to get people to come work at your restaurant for like dirt cheap. You can pay him in cigarettes.
No, hold on. We're not going dirt cheap. Give him a livable wage, cover housing, all that shit. Treat him like people.
Or just pay him in cigarettes.
Or ramen packs. Stop that. Stop it.
So creepy. You can look them up by gender, age, location, ethnicity, and religion.
This is what's up, Dave. I need you to find me a fantastic...
That's a fucking dating site.
This sounds amazing.
Kinda. Ooh, transgender's one.
Dave, I need a transgender chef.
1899 in Alabama.
Come on.
Ethnicity. Native, multiracial, other. Let's go other. Any. We'll just say any.
Dave, this is your way. This would be your bit. You could own this bit and would be fucking phenomenal.
Oh man,
this bit would put us over the top. Because here's the thing: you're a great writer.
This is the bit.
This bit would put us over the top. And you never know, Dave. You might meet your future wife or husband.
No.
I told Dave earlier that if he got married to a dude, I'm pretty sure his name would be Hector, and he would have a mustache.
Whoa. No, could be true. I could see that.
Let me give you an example. Ready? Hey, Jeffy, Dave and Hector want to come over for dinner, but Dave wants to bring a centerpiece in. So Hector always laughs when he wants to do it, but whatever. We're going to tell him to bring one.
Yeah.
It works, right?
Come over. Yeah. Dave and Hector. Dave and Hector's. It could be a bar.
Right. Watch this.
Take him back to Detroit and open up a gay bar. Dave and Hector's.
Dave and Hector's sounds like a great place. You got drink specials, happy hour all day. On Mondays, yeah, this is great.
The pink taco down at Dave and Hector's is awesome.
Bro, the potato skin special, let me tell you what, it goes right with sex on the beach. It's a special to do potato skins and sex on the beach.
Oh, dude, I was thinking about the meat onion. It's like it's like a meatloaf.
Right.
That's stuffed inside of an onion.
Wow.
And served with like gravy.
Do you know where you can get one of these? Like do you know where you can get one?
Yeah, right at Dave and Hector's.
Dave and Hector's
in Detroit.
Wow. The Big D. You go see David Hector at the Big D.
Cooked in a 900-degree coal-fired oven.
Yep. This sounds amazing. I cannot wait to go to Dave and Hector's. Listen, just to go check it out. The food sounds great.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dave and Hector's. It's not just for gays.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, shit. This is a great plan, Dave. I can't believe you came up with this. This is a good idea. I mean, you're doing great. The specials sound good. I mean, this is great. Let me try this.
You're killing the game.
Is it Dave and Hector Bortnum, or is it Dave and Hector Hernandez?
It would be probably like one of those hyphenated things, I would guess.
Dave and Hector Bortnum Hernandez.
I don't know how that works, but yeah,
Sure.
If you could connect your names, you could be like Bortnez.
Ooh. Ooh, Hortnum.
Come up with a new name. Go get, yeah, Hortnum.
Hortnum.
I like that.
No, Bortez.
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 That's not bad. That's not
David
bad.
David Hector Bortez. That sounds even more gangster.
That does.
It does.
That sounds
man,
good.
I'm totally going to get a boyfriend tomorrow.
All over.
Yo,
Detroit.
Come to Dave and Hector's in the Big D on a Tuesday night and wear your gang colors and get a free order of mozzarella sticks.
Oh, that's a bit much.
Free mozzarella sticks if you wear your gang colors.
Free them up. And if you're a blood, pepperonis for free.
Pepperoni. You get them all day. This is great. I love this.
Wow.
This sounds great. I mean, Hector sounds great.
I'm going to find me a Hector tomorrow.
Sweetheart.
I'm going to find me a Hector tomorrow.
Watch out, man, at Mohegan. Here comes Big D, swinging in for Hector.
He's looking for Hector.
You have a thin mustache and look like you could have played Gomez in the Addams Family. Come swing at Big D.
He's looking for a partner in life and in business.
You square dance, but also like to two-step? Holler at David.
Listen, if you're all into gang signs, gang colors, and mozzarella sticks, and your name is Hector, hit up Big D. He got a name for you.
Hey.
Still going? Okay, go ahead.
You want to get filled like a wine skin.
What? What? Go ahead. Come on.
If you want to get filled like a wine skin and don't consider it sin, give Big D a call. Hector, talking to you.
Hey. If your name is Hector and you're looking for a one-eyed guy who will give you the attention of his one good eye, and your last name is Hernandez and you're into opening bars with mozzarella sticks and meat onions, let me tell you what, Big D is looking for your name and your number at Mohegan Sun this weekend. Hit him up, Big Dave.
He'll be at the Ergo
booth.
Weekend.
That's right. He's got business cards. It's just a picture of a cock and his phone number.
This is going to be an interesting weekend.
You know,
come on down.
You ever heard of beating a dead horse?
Yeah, I'm like, can we just cook this fucking thing by now?
No. No.
Not tender yet.
I got
not
a few
tender
more.
Yet, David.
Yeah, let's land the plane.
Yeah, let's land the plane. Let's land the plane, everybody.
Oh, is that what Hector amazing. Says every time you bring your dick out? He's like, ooh, daddy, landy plane.
All right, listen, maybe now we're going a little bit too far. I'm just saying.
English pulls out those little lights.
You speak it.
Look.
Man, sorry. I'm a filthy person.
Yeah, you are. It's about to get worse if we don't stop right now. I can feel it coming. Easy.
In
and
the
they're
all
chomping
night.
The bit.
Da-doom, 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 da-doom.
Yeah.
I can feel it
coming. All right, Dave. You're going to get a pen pal that's in prison. It's a transsexual.
Oh, what if his name is Hector?
Even better.
That's what we're hoping.
And he's going to be. It's going to start off with a relationship through prison. Then he's going to get out. You're going to give him a job at the kitchen. He's going to be a dishwasher. He's going to work his way up to prep cook, finally sous chef. And then guess what happens? Your eyes meet, and then you just hear this song. One more night. This is one more night. Yep. Or maybe it's that song from Top Gun, which I'm not prepared to play, but I wish I was.
I went to the danger zone. That one?
No, there's another one.
I don't know the other one.
The love song when he's
right,
riding on the when he's riding. Oh, I just saw it and my internet's going slow. Take my breath away. Take my breath away. Boom, 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 boom. Remember that one?
Heck there. Oh, I like that.
Most
yes,
name brand.
Oh, come on.
That's a good one. I love that one.
It'd be better
that's
if what, I signed into my YouTube
I danced
premium.
My wife too.
Look, I think it's an amazing idea, Dave. I think you should be in and make this happen. Thank you, David, for giving me a job in your kitchen.
It's okay, Hector.
No one believed in me. You believed in me.
mucho duro, Hector.
David, your Spanish is not good.
It sucks. Yo, how the fuck is this still going on right now? This is like 20 minutes of time.
And scene.
Your passion, David, is so arousal.
I can't believe you found Hector. I'm so excited for you. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. I'm fucking stoked too, apparently.
My favorite part is that you're going to become a guy who sends centerpieces. That makes me happy.
Yeah, I show up with centerpieces.
No, you send them.
Grossly.
Send them. Just, yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, somebody's having a party. I'm not going to it, but here's a centerpiece anyway.
It's okay. Me and Plummer are going to be Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
am I going to open a centerpiece company?
Maybe. I'm not trying to tell you what your future is.
Why the
as far
fuck
as
are we
goes.
Still talking about this? All right. What?
Why are you so upset about it, David? It's okay, just, man.
This right. is like,
I'm judging you.
I think it's like 15 minutes of Hector Fortes and David Fortes. So we'll get an update on the life of whatever next week.
The Outlaw Lovers. Two stars cross.
Nah. Oh, pen pals, whatever. It could be like a pun. Be like pen pals.
Panicon.
My favorite is going to be when Dave finally, and they have their first fight, and he's going to be, you know, he'll be riding his freaking, his ghetto bike through Montauk. Listen to this. Hector, I miss you so much.
Dave. All right. You want to catfish a prisoner?
Oh.
Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should catfish a prisoner. Maybe we should send him, like, illicit pictures of you as, like, a twink.
Yes!
But it's really you.
Dave, do you have lipstick?
I'm in love with you. No, we'll find a real dirty scumbag. We'll catfish him. He's like a real piece of garbage.
Look, I'm telling you, here's what I want. In all seriousness, Dave, I want you to go on these websites that Jeffy found. He did all the hard work for you. You're going to hook one up. We want to get a transsexual, transvestite, whatever they are, who works in the kitchen.
Somebody from the Bible Belt, though.
Okay. Who works in the kitchen there, and we're going to talk to him. And then when they finally get out of jail, what happens is a guest on the show, and you can propose to him on the program.
All right, well, that last part is totally up to you. That doesn't have to happen. It would make a great show, but
it'd be a phenomenal show.
We want it to mean something to you if that's really where your heart's at.
All right, so you can do it on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely want to do it on the show.
Yeah, this is a great plan, Dave. I'm so glad you take one for the team so much. This is why you're a team player. This is why I've always been Team Dave for the years now.
Team David.
It's hard being Dave sometimes around you guys. I'm just saying. You know. All right.
Well,
I'm so sexy.
Listen, here's the deal. We got to come back down to earth here. Jeffy and I and Dave and everybody, we're going to hang out at Mohegan Sun this weekend. Make sure you are out there. If you're not, if you're on the West Coast, if you're on the left coast, if you're on the North Coast or South Coast, sorry you can't be with us. We wish you could. But what you can do, episode 3, Elite Chef will be airing on Facebook Friday morning at 9 a.m. is when it premieres. You got to check it out. The chefs are going to be there. We are hanging out at a very coastal restaurant, so the chefs are making lobster rolls. It's a really great episode. It's really fun. It's very well done. Plus, there's a twist. You got to be around for the twist. As you saw in Jeffy's promo, which is my favorite when you're like, "Look, stay tuned for the twist," which I love how you did that. It was great. It's going to be awesome. Friday, 9 a.m., Elite Chef. It'll be everywhere. We'll all start sharing it. It kind of grows like a virus, Jeffy. That's how it works. Like, it gets out there. It starts slow. It starts slow. Then, it, like, as the shares progress, it starts to snowball, which I love.
I love it. I know. People are getting hooked. People are, like, you know, texting me, when's the next one coming out? So,
oh, dude. The comments are crazy. Good. People are like, I really am enjoying this. It's so well done, which makes me happy. It's a
me too.
Testament to our amazing crew. Dave, have you watched any of them yet?
Not yet. I haven't had a minute. I'm gonna.
You're a good
them.
Friend. You're a really good friend.
I'll watch them on the train on my way out tomorrow. How about that?
You are so into Hector that you don't want to watch our show.
Right. Hector and it's you not. Just got your own thing. You're not even paying attention to your friends anymore.
It's not that,
Dave. Ever since you met Hector, you're different.
Sucks, you know, Yeah, as soon as like one of your friends really finds love, it always sucks. You know, he always changes like, the crew.
They change.
Weren't
right?
we going to talk bit. About like some other shit tonight too?
No.
What else is there?
We were, but that shit got thrown out the window the second we went to Hector.
Fucking Hector.
As soon as
man.
This started happening. We felt a little bit of blood in the water. Sorry.
You know, it's like sharks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. We appreciate you taking the time to check out the program here, Plum Love Foods Live. Thank you all so much. Without you, we are not here. And this program airs live for free for you once a week on Thursdays. We appreciate got a couple new reviews there on the webs on the freaking reviews. We appreciate that. The downloads have been fantastic. I love how the show grows and grows. We got some big things planned, folks. We're excited for you to be a part of it, this adventure. Yeah. It's going to be really fun. Dave, good luck to you and Hector. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm fucking stoked. We're going to adopt a little child from somewhere soon.
Wow, congratulations. Okay. That's great news. And Jeffy, give it up for, I mean, literally, how about that, right?
Good job. Word. Ever seen a grown man naked?
Don't say that.
Apparently I have because my husband's name is Hector. So
you guys are married and I wasn't even invited, you piece of shit.
That is some bullshit right there.
Kind of hurtful, Dave. Usually you elope. I plan at least an invitation so I can send you a gift.
You know, kinda stuff hurtful. Happens.
Jeffy sends great gifts.
I'm a great gift giver.
Fuck yeah. Alright, check it out.
You better get on the bet on the cookie game, bro.
Oh, yeah, Dave, you got to buy some Girl Scout cookies, dude, from Remy.
Time.
Dave hung up and went back to Hector. He was tired of hearing us berate him.
Hey, it's time to pay the little piper. or the little plumber in this case.
That's terrible. All right, look, we'll see you guys at Mohegan Sun Food and Wine Festival this weekend. If you're not here, you need to be. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be super exciting. Pay attention to those Instagram stories. Instagram, it's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of news, lots of funny things. And my guess, Jeffy, there's going to be some drunk good brothers on Instagram this weekend. You got to pay attention to it. It's going to be fun. Elite Chef, episode 3 this Friday. What else we got, Jeff? Any other plugs? Or is that it?
Episode 3 this Friday. We're going to be at Mohegan Sun. You're going to catch Plum doing demos at the Coke stage. We're going to be all over the Celebrity Dine Around.
Yep.
Make sure you get out there and listen to Anna Zapp, our guest tonight. That she's going to be at 99 Star in the mornings and 97.5 Walk.
That's right. Star 99.9 here in Connecticut, also in Long Island and in New York. And also check him out at star999.com. Dave, we're very proud of you, man.
What's up?
We're happy for you, buddy.
For what? Oh, yeah, that whole thing. Cool, thanks.
Yeah, you got it, man. In the meantime and in between time, ladies and gentlemen, please remember food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. Elite Chef, episode 3 this Friday. See you at Mohegan Sun. Peace.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.